Zakt Gemara Papa said our Mishnah, which says that the Keteres comes before the Menorah, follows the Rabbanon. And the later Mishnah, which says that the Menorah comes first, follows Abba Shaul. In fact, there's a third Mishnah later in Yuma, which suggests that the Keteres comes before the Menorah. So our Papa said, yeah, the first and last Mishnah, you'll have to say follow the Rabbanon. The middle Mishnah, you're going to have to say follows Abba Shaul. The Gemara says, it makes sense why Abaya didn't answer like our Papa, because he felt it doesn't make sense to say that the first and the last Mishnah is followed the Rabbanon, and the Mishnah and the middle Mishnah follows Abba Shaul. However, why doesn't Rav Papa answer like Abaya, that our Mishnah is referring to the preparing of the last two Neiris, and the later Mishnah is referring to the preparation of the first Neiris? Where it says, Rav Papa feels it doesn't make sense to say that the earlier Mishnah discusses the preparation of the last two Neiris that are actually prepared after the other five Neiris. Abai would say it's not fair. He would say the Mishnah is just stating the halacha, and later on deals with the proper ordering of the process. That's the order of the Mishnayos. Zakt Gemara, earlier on we quoted a Mishnah from Masechet Tamid. The Mishnah said that the blood of the Tamid is first run on the northeast corner of the Mizbech and then on the southwest corner as any other oila. Rav Shimon Rish HaMispah said, no, the Tamid is different than a typical oila. Rather, the blood is first run on the northeast corner, then on the west side of the Mizbech, and then on the south side. The corner is like, the spritzing it on the corner is like an oila. But the separate zrikas that are done, one on the west and one on the south, that's more like a chatos. Rav Yechon, in the name of one of the Tamid, Rav Yane said, the reason of Rav Shimon is because the Pasuk says, lechatos Lashem al oilas atomid. This teaches that some of the procedures of a chatos should be done for this oilas atomid as well. Maybe the kohen should first throw the blood on the two opposite corners of the mizbech like an oila, and then go ahead and do another whole zrika and put it on each of the four corners like a chatos. Mar says we don't find that a blood effectuates forgiveness and is then used to effectuate a forgiveness again. So you can't do it fully like an oila and then fully like a chatos. In fact, Mar, guess what? We also never find that the blood is processed half like an oila and half like a chatos. Yet it's done because of the teaching of the pasuk. If so, maybe the blood should undergo two full zrika processes. Is here as well based on the pasuk. The Gemara said throwing the blood as two separate actions instead of one is not a huge difference and can therefore be learned from the pasuk. To go through an entire second zrika is totally unheard of and therefore will not be done from the pasuk. For that Gemara, maybe we should say that the first zrika on the northeast corner should be thrown on the lower half of the mizbeach like an oila, and the other two, which is on the west and the south side, should be done on the upper half like a chatos. The Gemara says we never find a zrika where the blood is thrown partly on the upper half and partly on the lower half. For that Gemara, we do find this is done on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol throws the blood on the pareches. He does one time upwards and seven times downwards. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. So you see that such a thing is done. The Gemara says no, that doesn't mean that it's actually done one lamala and sheva lamata. It means that it's thrown. That he's to throw the blood like someone who's giving malchus, meaning further away and then closer and closer. Frek the Gemara Mishnah says that the blood of an animal in Yom Kippur is thrown on the tahoroi of the mizbeach, which presumably means the halfway point. Now, if you're trying to get exactly on the halfway point, inevitably there will be some that will fall above the midpoint and some that will fall below. We see that there's a carbon whose blood is thrown partly above and partly below. Rabbi Shila said, no, tahoroi means the top of the mizbeach. It doesn't mean the midpoint. It means the top surface of the mizbeach. Frek the Gemara, why is the oil like procedure done before the chatas like procedure? Maybe it should be reversed. Gemara says because the tamid is in truth an oila. Therefore, we first treat it like an oila and then we treat it like the chatas. In fact, Gemara, why are the northeast and southwest corners used? Maybe the southeast and northwest corners should be used. Gemara says the zrika of the blood of an oila must be done on the base of the mizbeach, and there was no yesoi, there was no base on the southeast corner, which is why it could not have been used. In fact, Gemara, why is the zrika at the northeast corner done before the one at the southwest? Gemara says, we learn that when you're walking when you're walking by the mikdash, all turns have to be to the right. If so, the northeast corner is reached before the southwest corner. In fact, Gemara, maybe the pasuk teaches that the chatos should get some procedures of the oila, not that the oila gets some procedures of the chatos. Mora says no, because the pasuk says al oilas hatomid. The procedures of the chatos should be done on the oila, not the reverse. For the Gemara, Mishnah says the kohen would go to the what we call the lamb chamber to get an animal for the tamid. The lishkas beis hatloim. This chamber was in the northwestern corner of the Beis HaMoiked. However, a Mishnah Maseches Midas says that this chamber was located in the southwestern corner of the Beis HaMoiked. Rav Huna said, the anonymous Mishnah in Midas follows the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and therefore it's not a stira.